B-Pod Studios.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please. Tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:41 Thursday, and it looks like a fantastic day. Maybe a few clouds of a high of, what do you got, 86?
Yeah, something.
All right, that's fine. It's better than one last week, that's for sure. It's 72 in Boston.
So well, many people on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Posting photos from the concert last night.
Oh, everybody was at Elton John.
I'm pretty sure everyone.
Everybody I know. Hey, so this rarely happens when
what?
We hear back from a WROR listener who won tickets to a show.
Oh, cool.
To tell us how upset they are.
Oh man, hopefully it was
Cheryl,
good.
Cheryl, is everything good?
Everything was fantastic. It was unbelievable.
I'm kidding. Cheryl called us front row Elton John for the Wednesday night performance. Tell us about it, Cheryl.
Oh, from start to finish, it was incredible. It was unlike any experience I've ever had at a concert, like to be that close and like to be able to, I could see the sweat on his face.
Like, I knew it.
It was so good.
Wow.
Singing the night away, dancing up the storm. We were on the Jumbotron and, and everything.
Great.
It was like so fun. So
that
fun.
Was great.
And of course, it was really a good show. And I can't thank you enough.
Oh, you're welcome.
We had such a good time.
Who'd you end up taking? I remember asking you, wasn't sure.
My friend Norma.
Norma! Oh. Norma and Cheryl. You helped her also share into a once in a lifetime, you know, opportunity. Say Elton John, goodbye,
yeah.
Yellow Brick Road, right there in the front row. Fantastic.
And then when he sang goodbye, Norma Jean, you know, she's like, he's singing to me.
Norma. Of course he was. Of course he was, Norma. Is her middle name Jean by any chance?
No, it's not.
Last night it was.
We were just being silly.
How long did he play for folks going tonight, you know?
He started just after 8, and I think he went just until, just before 11, quarter of 11.
What?
Yeah.
He wore you out.
It was crazy. It was so good.
Did all of his hits, really, right? Good. Any surprises?
Oh my God. Well, what was the surprise for us is that they had us, like, everyone in the front row could move right up to, like, the barricade after, like, the first three songs. Mm-hmm. So, basically, like, if my arm was a little bit longer, I could touch the stage.
Oh,
like,
my
God. It was so cool.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you had longer arms.
And would I have been in trouble?
That is so good. I'm glad to hear it worked out so well for you, Cheryl. You deserve it. If you folks didn't hear yesterday, Cheryl works at a Whole Foods in Hingham, or the Whole Foods in Hingham, right? So you went into work walking on air because you were actually going into work when you won the tickets.
Oh, I was. I was walking into the building. I'm like, oh, no, I can't believe it. I can't believe it, you know. And,
okay.
So it was a great day.
Well, great. Listen, we're so happy for you. We couldn't have had a better winner, you know, and for you to call and share. It means a lot to us. We don't we don't hear back from winners very often.
Not
we just wonder.
You know, should. You should.
I know, right?
Yeah, usually we just hear from them, like, where are my tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I had to pay for parking. You didn't tell me that.
Sometimes there's a police report, but other than that,
Cheryl, all right, we'll let you go, but next time I'm in Hingham, I want to stop by. Do you wear a name tag at the Whole Foods so I can find you?
I do.
All right, good.
I do. It's right out my smock. Yeah.
On your smock.
There's now.
Okay. All right, Cheryl, have a great day.
Thanks for listening, Cheryl.
Wait, it just occurred to me. It just occurred to me that you were at the concert just last night, and you're up this road.
Yeah. Going to work.
You're dedicated.
I'm on my way to work right now.
All right, Cheryl. We'll let you go. Thank you, Cheryl.
Have a great day.
Okay. It was well worth it. It was worth it.
Sure was.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Yeah, and tell Norma we said hi. Okay, bye, Cheryl.
I sure will.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
So nice. Okay, there you go. That's just great.
I can't get the smile. I'm very
happy
that.
For
That's
her. She's sweet.
Fantastic.
All right, so we have more tickets to give away today to the big hair show at Fenway. This is amazing. Motley Crue, Def Leppard. Right? Right? Are you excited or what? Joan Jett and more. Okay?
Yep.
We'll give you the chance to win those tickets. 7 o'clock hour.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Hey, it's Bob. Tracy in for LBF and Brian. And if you're a fan of the boss, I'll tell you, you could get some freebie tickets for it coming up next. But right now, Tracy has the latest. What's going on?
Good morning, Bob. It's 5:59, 71 degrees in Boston. Former Republicans and Democrats are launching a third political party. The new Forward Party is co-chaired by former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang and former Republican governor of New Jersey, Christine Todd Whitman. A teenage boy is dead after being shot in Dorchester last night. It happened near Franklin Park. If you're heading to the Elton John concert at Gillette tonight, police have a warning for you. Foxborough police say all secondary roadways will be closed following neighborhood complaints, especially in the Walpole area. David Ortiz is launching a line of marijuana-related products, so Ortiz has put his name behind the Poppy Cannabis line, which include pre-rolled blunts known as Sweet Sluggers. In sports, Red Sox lost to the Guardians last night 7-6. They wrap up that series tonight. Your forecast for today, cloudy, some occasional rain showers, highs of 88. Tonight, rain showers are possible, 69 degrees overnight. And then tomorrow, Friday, afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high of 89. Looks like your morning will be okay, though.
Well, I know my wheat needs some rain.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what my lawn, my lawn looks like now, so I'm just going to grow wheat instead.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Good grief. Okay. 601, Brian, out of the roads this morning.
Check it right, brought to you by Duncan.
Yeah, we just played the boss, and if you're a big Bruce Springsteen, I should say, he doesn't want to be called the boss anymore.
Oh.
That's all right with me. I don't care.
Bruce?
He's just Bruce.
All right.
Springsteen.
Mr. Springsteen.
Mr. Springsteen,
Bruce,
yes.
Brucey Bruce. Brewster?
He's coming to TD Garden next March. If you want to march in there with free tickets, just go to WROR.com. Sign up there. Free contest. Just play it. Sign up to win. You know, we're just giving away stuff. And we have great tickets today to give away. We got Motley Crue, Def Leppard, and more. That's coming up in the next hour.
More 80s. More variety. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's 6:18. Good morning. Yeah, that's Def Leppard, one of their great songs from the late 80s. And a mull. And they're coming to Fenway August 5th. That's next Friday night with Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm.
Joan Jett, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
Poison.
Poison. Thank you. So that's a heck of a show. We got tickets. We're giving those away. Coming up, we're going to do it. It's so good, we're going to do it twice. 7 o'clock hour, and again, the 8 o'clock hour. Give people a chance to win tickets to that show.
Lots of hairspray.
I would like that show. I would really dig it. That'd be fun. Don't you think?
It's always fun to sing.
When you know every song, and the best news is, you know what they're not going to say?
What?
Hey, from our new album.
Oh, boy.
Nope.
Not that's true.
Because nope. We all hate that, don't
right.
we?
Yes.
It's a good time to go to the bathroom.
Last concert I went to, we saw Zach Brown at Fenway.
Right.
Carolyn likes him and, you know, likes a lot of that country music. I only know like four of his songs. You know what I mean? So everyone's like, I know that
Chicken
one.
But it's such a fun crowd.
Right. Yes. I know Chicken Fried. He makes your way forever with that. Yeah. And then toes in the sand, you're mm-hmm. right, your butt in the water. Which one is it?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway.
I only know Chicken Fried.
Yeah, okay, that's it, right. So Brian, like, anybody want a beer? I'll go get another beer.
Butt in the sand, toes in the water.
Is butt in the sand, toes in the water.
That makes more sense. Because if it was reverse, you'd be drowning.
Yeah, sure. True. That's, yeah.
Didn't think of it that
true,
way.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying.
Yeah, that's
under
true.
The waves.
Anyway, they're not going to do any new stuff, so it's going to be a fun concert. Be here 7, 8 o'clock. Give a chance to win those. It'll be good,
okay.
Right?
Looking forward to it.
It's a Friday night, too. That's a great good night for a concert.
Oh, absolutely. Ending the week that way.
Yeah,
love
it. They really shouldn't even let the Red Sox come back to play at Fenway.
At this point.
You know, just keep doing concerts.
Just doing concerts. I love it. You want to just have someone thinks we're giving away tickets?
No.
I guarantee you, people start calling.
Oh, are they?
7 o'clock. Watch. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Dangerous radio, everybody.
Yep.
They hung up. Because they knew. They're like,
you're making fun of them, Bob.
No, I was just saying, we're not giving away tickets just yet. But we will. I promise you that. Okay. All right. It is 6:20. And weather today, a little cloudy and high of, 86?
Mm-hmm.
88. And rain showers tonight, 69. Tomorrow, 89. So there you go. We could use the rain. Like I said, my grass looks like wheat. And I might just go with it.
Go with it?
Just go with it.
Why
grow
not?
My own wheat.
As long as you don't see dirt. Can you see dirt, too?
Not yet.
Okay.
Just the wheat.
Sand?
Yeah. We need the rain. And you need tickets to that great show. So 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock hour. Be here to win those, okay? 6:21, 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Network 6:24. Yes, we are giving away tickets to that big show at Fenway. So Jim's on the phone. I think he wants to talk socks.
Oh, good.
Yeah, talk socks. Oh, boy, here we
go. Good morning.
Yeah. What do you say, Jim?
Well, I think it's funny that Brian said the Red Sox were playing.
Yeah. Oh, they're trying.
Brian,
are they trying?
Are they 17 games out of first place?
Oh, they're
17 games out, and I think they're last in their division.
They are last.
Wait a minute. We went below Baltimore?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the other day. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. That is just so sad. But there is, Jim, silver lining, because my daughter and her husband are coming in a couple of weeks, and you know what they want to do? Go to a Red Sox game. Should be easy.
There you go. Maybe I'll make a tournament around.
No, they're Tampa fans.
Oh,
yeah, perfect. So, yeah. Perfect.
They should enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jim. Thanks for that sports update.
Guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, hey, the Yankees just got Andrew Benintendi.
They did?
Yep.
Oh, my mother-in-law's going to be mad. She loved Benny.
Yep.
She loved her Benny. Okay. Hey, so the good news is Elton John last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
We gave away tickets to Front Row. That's cool. Another Elton John concert tonight. At WROR.com, Brian and I made a post. I think it's really fun. And you helped out too, Tracy.
Oh, thanks.
Misunderstood or misheard Elton John lyrics. Okay? So what people actually think he's singing in 11 of his songs, it's hilarious. It was really hard to, you know, draw it down to just the 11. But we did. I mean, it's kind of fun. Check that out. Plus, Brian, there's this whole Elton John post, right, for folks going to.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of info. J-Bo put up a whole, like, everything you need to know if you're going to the show. The bag policy, because you're getting into a stadium, so there's, you know, restrictions there. There's parking stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of info. Basically, everything you would want to know if you're headed into the show.
And a lot of people went, apparently.
Yeah, judging by my social media feeds, everyone I know was there. So
yeah.
It'll be the same today.
Yep. All right. So it's all at WROR.com. Hey, Morning Court is coming up next, and we have Marissa on the phone. All of her friends are mad at her because she ghosted her best friend. Because I don't know what's going on. Her best friend the past 5 years bailed on being my bridesmaid 2 days before the wedding.
Ooh.
Was there ever a good reason to do that? So she's a jilted bride. And should she be? Let it go or not? We'll find out. We'll talk to Marissa coming up. Morning Court brought to you by Staples. They have everything you need for school at prices that won't hold you back. Don't send your kids back to school. Send them forward at Staples, the working and learning store.
All right, check your ride brought to you by Dunk.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Marissa. Hey, Marissa.
Hey, good morning.
I know you're not in a great mood today, and it's understood. So let's see if we can get into it and help you out of it, Marissa.
Yeah, that would be great.
What brings you to court?
I am not happy at all because this is what happened. My best friend since third grade recently bailed on being my maid of honor on very short notice. It was actually 2 days before my wedding.
Whoa.
COVID? Why? What happened?
Oh, no. COVID, I could understand.
Yeah. Okay.
But I was her maid of honor, and I have to say I've been a really good friend to her. I was there for her with her wedding planning every step of the way. And not only that, but also just when she went through her breakups, job changes, you know, everything. She actually moved in with me for 3 months and was sleeping on my couch when she was having alcohol issues.
Oh, oh wow. Okay. You guys very close since third grade. Okay.
Yeah. So we had that bond, you know, that special bond that we always knew that we would just be at each other's wedding.
Yeah.
I know she knew this.
Yeah.
And we actually set everything up about a year ago.
Okay.
So for her to tell me a month ago that she couldn't be in the wedding, I was completely upset, shocked, felt betrayed.
Yeah.
So the wedding's already taken place, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it might be money. So yeah. I figured, let me make this easy on her, right? Like, I'll pay for her hotel room. I'll pay for the dress so she could be in the wedding. And actually, that seemed to do the trick at the time, and she was back in.
Okay.
However, 2 days before the wedding, she decides to tell me that she's not coming. Okay. So I had to pay for her hotel, her dress, her dinner, you know, everything. The numbers were in, the count was in, so it wasn't like I could do anything about it.
Right.
It's 2 days before.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Yes, exactly. So then on the day before my wedding, she makes a post about her trip to Florida, and she's bragging, showing off these four front row tickets to the New Kids on the Block mixtape tour this summer. So I was like, really?
Wait a minute.
Those are expensive.
So she said she couldn't make it because of money reasons?
And then she posted that. That's weird.
And you paid for her hotel?
Oh, my God.
Whoa. So she bails on your... Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm glad you feel that way, too. I'm completely over her at this point. So I just block her on social media, and she texts me, which I ignored, and then she called, and I didn't end up calling her back because I was just so hurt and angry.
Yeah.
And now it's weird. I'm finding that my friends are kind of taking her side. And one of them said it was because she heard that I said she was a sloppy ass drunk and that she embarrassed me at the bachelorette party.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Did you call her that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I mean, I call it like I see it. She was being a sloppy ass drunk.
Okay.
But my friends are saying, you know, she has a problem. She was on your couch for 3 months.
Yeah, so that must have, like, really...
Wow, okay.
When she found that out. You're her best friend.
Yeah.
You know, you should be understanding of that stuff.
That's what they're saying, right?
Yeah.
You should forgive. But you're willing to forgive if, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I want to mend things, but I feel the only way I'm going to be able to forgive her is if she pays for the dress, the hotel, and the dinner, which is a grand total of almost $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at everything, I can see that she has the money.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the trips, the concerts, the whole nine yards.
Right. Well, with all this, you know, so, like, what do your friends say about this? They're all there. They saw everything.
Well, they're all saying that I'm being way too harsh. But I feel like, what else am I supposed to do, you know? It's like that expression, you teach people how to treat you. And that is all that I'm doing here. Is that so wrong?
All right, Marissa. Well, listen, it's the case of the jilted bride. Is this too much to forgive, right? Or is it a friendship that's been in since third grade? Is it worth saving and rescuing? So let's find out. Marissa, stay tuned. Folks will chime in at 888-410-1057. Morning Court is in session.
Thank you for your help.
All right, Marissa, do stay tuned. So this is, I think we should call it the Maid of Dishonor. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about, right? If you ask somebody your maid of honor, did you have a maid of honor?
I did, but she was my sister.
Okay. She wasn't a sloppy ass drunk.
No.
So what should she do? The wedding's taking place. She bails on her, right? And then finds that she was actually, where'd she go? For a little trip, a vacation to Florida? She's got her new kids.
Tickets, like she's just spending money.
So it doesn't sound as if she's being that honest. On the other hand, Marissa, did say that she was an embarrassed. The girl was an embarrassment at the bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Because she was sloppy drunk, right?
Yep.
So she heard about that. This is a mess.
It's a little messy.
You need to clean this up.
Okay.
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 What do you say? 888-410-1057. Is this just 1057 WROR? 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court today is, it's a mess for Marissa. It's hard to even put into words what happened here other than her maid of honor dumped her 2 days before the wedding because of, I can't afford this and all that, whatever, and then ends up in Florida with tickets to New Kids. So showing off her front row tickets to that show. So let's see what you have to say about that. Donna, what do you think?
So, first of all, good morning, and definitely Marissa's in a quandary, and her maid of dishonor is... you know, I don't know if she's a friend because, you know, when you go through life, you have these friends and then you have these true friends. Mm-hmm. So Marissa's friend was definitely dishonest with her. And I value my true friends. And we can get friends anywhere, but a friend since third grade you'd think would be a true friend. And she was really dishonest with her.
Yeah.
I think Marissa... hit it right on the nose, on the head, when she said, if she wants to make amends with me, then she needs to pay for the hotel room, the gown, like everything that she put out, mm-hmm. because she lied to her. She straight out lied to her.
All right, so let me throw... Donna, yeah, just ahead. A couple of... because I take notes here. I had to with this one. She was embarrassed because the maid of honor at the time, her friend, got sloppy-ass drunk. Okay, her words, not mine, at the bachelorette party. And Marissa said it, and so her friend heard about it. So does that any allowance for that, for calling her friend that?
Well, you know what? You know what? We all have alcoholics who are friends or family or whatever. And I always, you got to forgive. You got to make allowances for that. So, no.
No, what I'm saying is, should the maid of honor forgive Marissa for calling her that?
Yeah, because everybody we know is a sloppy ass drunk at one time or another. Yeah,
okay. Exactly. Well, I mean, it's just the truth. It happens. You know?
Right.
Right.
Donna, Donna, I think you should just call Marissa. You guys work this out because it is a mess. You got a good handle on it. Looks like Jim. Hey, Jim, what do you say?
I think you ought to keep a friendship and try to get the help she needs with the alcohol. Never mind $1,000. You're probably looking out. Reaching out for help.
Yeah, that's interesting. She does have an issue in the past with alcohol, so she knows that.
She knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you can be hurt by, so...
Yeah, you can't say all is forgiven.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's, but if, you know what, maybe she just needs a little time, but don't write her off forever because
you're a nice guy, Jim.
Have problems.
Jim's being a nice friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Better than Marissa's friend is to her.
Well, yeah.
Right? So... All right, Jim, you're a good man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. All right, Jim's a good guy. So what do you say? 888-410-1057. Let's see if we can help Marissa out. Now, because it was her wedding, it's already taken place. So it's history, but it's not ancient history.
Nope.
Should she make amends with her friend from third grade, or do you just, you know, call it quits? What do you say? 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Joan Jett coming to Fenway next Friday with Def Leppard, Motley Crue, and Poison. You could be there this hour, give you a chance to win tickets. But first, let's find out what's coming up. Tracy.
Thanks, Bob. Good morning. It's 6:57, 70 degrees in Boston. Federal Reserve is raising interest rates another 0.75 percentage point. It's the fourth rate hike this year, and it's aimed at curbing soaring inflation. Former Republicans and Democrats are launching a third political party. The new Forward Party is co-chaired by former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang and former Republican governor of New Jersey, Christine Todd Whitman. There were 11 shark sightings off Cape Cod Tuesday. Most of the sharks were swimming about 100 feet from the coast. And if you're heading to the Elton John concert at Gillette tonight, police have a warning for you. Police say all secondary roadways will be closed following neighborhood complaints, especially in Walpole. Red Sox lost to the Guardians 7-6 last night. They wrap up that series tonight. Your forecast, cloudy, some occasional rain tonight, 88 degrees. Rain showers overnight, 69 degrees, and tomorrow some afternoon showers and thunderstorms are possible. High of 89. Right now, 70 in Boston.
Yes, 6:59. Let's check traffic. Brian, how's it look this morning?
It's not too bad out there. This is brought to you by Ashbrook Furniture.
Yes, so we just played Joan Jett, get wet your appetite a little bit, because this hour somebody is going to win a chance or win tickets to see Def Leppard, Motley Crue, special guest Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Poison. It's the stadium tour. It is going to be at Fenway next Friday and Saturday. Be here. We'll give a chance to win tickets in the 7 and 8 o'clock hour. Every winner qualifies for upgrade to the turf seats. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So that's it. You get in and you could win again. So that's all coming up this hour. Don't go anywhere.
More 80s. More variety. And more.
105.7 WROR, the ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 7:14. Everybody's talking about the Elton John concert last night at Gillette. There's another one tonight, by the way. So if you are going to the show, stop by. This WROR street team is going to be out and about there too, right? Go to Scorpions, I should say. Scorpion Bar. They have a little pre-show. It'll be fun. Well, we gave away front row tickets yesterday. The winner was Cheryl from Hingham on her way into work.
There is nothing better, for me anyway, when you can give stuff away and
front row. It was
listeners
insane.
Are so excited.
She's such a nice person. She called us to talk about the show. Cheryl, how was it?
Everything was fantastic. It was unbelievable. From start to finish, it was incredible. It was unlike any experience I've ever had at a concert, like to be that close and like to be able to, I could see the sweat on his face. Like it was so good.
Wow.
Singing the night away, dancing up the storm. We were on the Jumbotron and everything. Great. It was like so fun. So,
that was great.
Yeah, it was really a good show. And I can't thank you enough.
Oh, you're welcome.
Like, we had such a good time.
Who'd you end up taking? Yeah. I remember I asked you, I wasn't sure.
My friend Norma.
Norma! Norma and Cheryl.
Yeah,
you helped her also share into a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, opportunity. Say, Elton John, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, right there in the front row. Fantastic.
And then when he sang Goodbye Norma Jean, you know, she's like, he's singing to me!
Of course he was. Norma. Is her middle name Jean by any chance?
No, it's not.
Close enough.
We were just being silly.
How long did he play, so for folks going tonight, you know?
He started just after 8, and I think he went just until just before 11, quarter of 11.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. He wore you out.
It was crazy. It was so good.
Did all of his hits, really, right? Any surprises?
Oh, my God. What was a surprise for us is that they had us, like, everyone in the front row could move right up to, like, the barricade after, like, the first 3 songs. Mm-hmm. So, basically, like, if my arm was a little bit longer, I could touch the stage.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It was so cool.
Yeah. Darn. Yeah. Only you had longer arms.
I have been in trouble.
That is so good. I'm glad to hear it worked out for you, Cheryl. You deserve it. If you folks didn't hear yesterday, Cheryl works at a Whole Foods in Hingham, or the Whole Foods in Hingham, right? So you went into work walking on air, because you were actually going into work when you won the tickets.
Oh, I was. I was walking into the building. I'm like, oh, no, I can't believe it. I can't believe it, you know. And,
okay.
So it was a great day.
Well, great. Listen, we're so happy for you. We couldn't have had a better winner, you know, and for you to call and share. It means a lot to us. We don't hear back from winners very often.
Not
we just
at
wonder.
All.
You should.
I know, right?
Yeah, usually we just hear from them, like, where are my tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I had to pay for parking. You didn't tell me that.
Sometimes there's a police report, but other than that.
Cheryl, all right, we'll let you go, but next time I'm in Hingham, I want to stop by. Do you wear a name tag at the Whole Foods so I can find you?
I do.
All right, good.
I do. Okay. It's right out my smock. Yeah.
On your smock.
I'm there now.
Okay. All right, Cheryl, have a great day.
Thanks for listening, Cheryl.
Wait, it just occurred to me.
Guys.
You were at the concert just last night, and you're up this
way to work. Yeah. Going to work.
You're dedicated.
I'm on my way to work right now.
All right, yeah, Cheryl. Yeah. We'll let you go. Thank you, Cheryl.
Have a great day.
Okay. It was well worth it. It was worth it. Thank you again.
Yeah, and tell Norma we said hi. Okay, bye, Cheryl.
I sure will.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
It's so nice.
Bye.
Okay, there you go. That's this. Great. We don't usually hear from winners, especially, you know, someone that just went last night. And she's already
so
up at
sweet.
Work. So look for
so
Cheryl
sweet.
On the smock when you go to the
They're all wearing smocks.
They all wear smocks. Okay. Well, hers says Cheryl. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So the winning continues. Check this out.
The stadium tour at Fenway Park with Def Leppard, Molly Crew, Joan Jett, and Poison.
We have a winner.
ROR, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Joy.
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 Hey, Joy to the world. You just won tickets. You're the 10th caller.
Oh, my God. You're so good. Thank you so much.
Listen to the joy in her voice.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Wow. Joy, you're really excited. Love it.
I am. I want to take my boyfriend, Pete. Oh, my gosh. He's just amazing.
Yeah. Your boyfriend Pete's
oh my
going?
Gosh, I have to pull over.
Yeah, pull over. Pull over. Jesus. Joy. All right, hang on, Joy.
Be careful. Okay.
Yeah, be careful. We don't want to lose the joy. Okay, jeez. All right, Joy, you want a pair of tickets? See Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Fenway Park next Friday night. Congrats.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Wow, best winner ever.
Wow.
Yeah. Joy, where are you from?
I live actually in Rhode Island, but I'm originally from the UK.
Oh, I never would have guessed.
Come from?
I never would have guessed.
I thought you were faking it.
All right, Joy.
Wow.
Yeah. What's your boyfriend's name?
It's Pete Shea. He works at Arnold Lumber Company.
Oh, well, Pete, Pete better buy you a hot dog at the Fenway. Joy, what's the number? Joy, what's the number one station to start your day with?
Oh, my gosh. It's you guys. It's WROR. Oh, my gosh. You guys are amazing.
Oh,
best
wow,
winner.
Joy.
I thought Cheryl was a great winner.
We love you and think you're amazing.
Thank you, Joy. Hang on.
Thank you. I will. Thank you.
All right, Joy. Now,
that is our
how
one
awesome
listener.
Is that, right? You are fantastic. Pete Shea's a lucky
Thank
guy.
You.
He's a lucky guy to have such a... Yeah.
Have you calmed down a little bit?
A little bit. I'm still shaking.
No, that's great. Okay.
Excellent.
All right. We just got to get some info from you, and then you're on your way, Joy. But thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate you, okay? Hang on.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. Hey, Morning Court's coming up next, and Marissa's on the phone. Her friends are kind of mad at her because she's ghosted one of her best friends who bailed on her at the wedding. Like Ooh. 2 days before, said, I'm out. I can't be the bridesmaid.
What's her reason?
Well, you'd have to stay tuned.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll be coming up in 10 minutes.
Oh, I see.
It's more important.
Whoops.
Yeah. That's all idea is. Yeah.
Don't worry, it's only one more day for me.
One more day. Stick around. Morning Court brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. Rodenheiser Home Services now offering an electrical safety check for just $69. Book now at rodenheiser.com. Don't forget. More tickets to the stadium tour with Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Fenway Park next hour. Okay, Brian, let's check traffic.
All right, check your ride, brought to you by Ashley Home Store.
105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. Good morning, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian, and Morning Court today. Just got off the phone with Marissa. Upset, she just got married recently, but not with a maid of honor, as it turns out. I think maybe somebody else had to do it, because 2 days before the wedding, her best friend since third grade bailed on her.
Wow.
They had a fight. Well, it's, you know, I don't know how much of a fight it was, other than the best friend got really drunk at the bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
And Marissa didn't like it and called her.
Yep.
Sloppy.
Sloppy ass drunk.
Right. So that didn't sit well with the maid of honor. So the maid of honor bailed 2 days before, saying she couldn't afford the wedding.
Which was a lie.
Yeah, because she's in Florida.
Yeah, and she just bought tickets to the New Kids concert, and she's like flaunting all the money
in your
has.
Face. So is it worth fighting for this friendship? Because it's been around so long, or time to go? What do you think? We're going to start with Dave. What do you think, Dave?
I say that you always forgive her, but you also remember what she did. And I got one word is enabler. If you keep allowing her to, if you keep take her back and keep allowing her to do that, she will. It's time to just cut her loose.
Disable. Yeah. Not enable.
Cut her loose. That's correct.
All right.
Cut her loose,
huh? Just that's it, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Forgive her because she's an alcoholic. That's the healing process and gets it out of your system. But don't allow it back into your life.
Wow. Well,
you'll do it again and again and again.
I can't say you're wrong. And maybe time will heal over
time. Maybe sometimes you give it a break and maybe. Then see what happens.
And maybe she comes back down the road. Okay, thank you, Dave. That's solid advice. You can't argue with that. Very logical. Bye. Okay? Have a great day, Dave. Bye. Thank you. Okay, Becky, what are your thoughts on Marissa's morning court today?
I was going through the same thing when I was a maid of honor, and her mom changed it.
What do you mean,
so
changed what?
I said, changed me for being a maid of honor.
Oh, wow. Why?
She wanted all her daughters to be in. I said, okay, that's cool.
You got fired.
So I said, okay, more or less, yes. Yeah. So I went to the wedding after the reception and everything. They sent me at a table all by myself.
Oh, my God. What'd you do? Why did you do something wrong?
I didn't do anything. So I got up and I went up to her and I said, here's your wedding gift. And I ripped the card in half right in her face.
Oh.
And I said, thanks for being my friend.
Wow, Becky.
So I left. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I left. I went to go see her like maybe 3 years ago. I knocked on her door, you know, to be the person that I am. So she goes, what are you doing here? So I walked away and I've never seen her ever since.
Wow.
So if I were her, leave her.
Okay. Well,
never going to be a good friendship. Jeez. Wow, that's incredible.
Becky, that's terrible.
That's so mean.
But Becky did what everybody wants to do. They do it only in the movies, you know, or on Shameless.
Right.
You know what? She did.
I like it, though.
Just rip the envelope.
You got to teach people how to treat you. That's true. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
That's a good story. Thank you.
Well, hey, it's a great story. I know, not so much for you, but we enjoyed listening to it. Thanks, Becky.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Wow. They're nasty to Becky.
Yeah,
what the heck? Boy, if we were doing a morning court back then, she would have been prime time.
I know.
Sit her by herself.
By yourself.
All right, so I don't want to lose track of Marissa's situation, who, by the way, is upset. She feels jilted, and her maid was the maid of dishonor. Let's agree on that, don't you think?
Yeah, we should. Okay.
All right. But did Marissa go too far? I mean, if your friends call you a name like a sloppy ass,
I'll call people that.
Right? Do you expect them to be at your wedding 2 days later?
Yes.
Okay, fine. let's see if we can help out Marissa today. Morning Court is 888-410-1057.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
More at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, and is sponsored by Rodenheiser Home Services. Rodenheiser Home Services now offering an electrical safety check, just $69. Book now at rodenheiser.com. Let's say good morning to our player today from Quincy. It's Graham. Good morning, Graham.
Hi, how are we doing?
I like that name, Graham. That's a cool name.
My parents gave it to me.
Well, really? That's nice of them to do that, right?
I mean, obviously, but...
There you go.
Well, yeah, that's generally what we're going to do. We're going to name our kids. Anyway, Graham, what do you do for work? And anybody you want to shout out?
I'm currently a rideshare driver until I figure out my next... career move.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But it fills in the gap. And my friends, Joe and Gray, Gray especially, his birthday is today. So happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, Gray.
And they're listening, right?
Yep. Yeah. They're tuning in.
No pressure, Graham. No pressure. Okay. So here's how it works. You get all 10 right, you get $1,000. And if you're not sure about a question, say pass so we can get back to it and give you another shot. All right, Graham, you ready to play Super Smart?
Yes.
Here we go.
What's 7 times 7?
49.
What's a baby cow called?
Calf.
What product is the quicker picker upper?
Bounty paper towel.
Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
What's a human's biggest organ?
Skin.
What sport can you score a birdie on?
Tennis.
Who sings Goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
Elton John.
Where in Massachusetts did Julia Child live?
Milton?
What, Frank Sinatra was buried with a bottle of what kind of whiskey?
Jack Daniels?
What composer wrote Ode to Joy?
Beethoven?
Ooh, that's a buzzer. You got Beethoven. Wow. Graham, you really did great. You got 8 right. And a little birdie tells me you were wrong.
Yeah.
On that question.
Yeah, golf.
Golf. Little birdie is golf, not tennis.
Julia Child is Cambridge.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you missed.
Oh, it was birdie? I thought it said 30.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. All right, let me ask you again. What sport can you score a birdie?
Golf.
Yeah, look at that.
You still didn't get the 1,000. Sorry, Graham.
Yeah, you misheard. That happens. You ever hear listen to an Elton John song? Okay. You got so listen. I think you definitely knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Misheard it. So, but you got 9 out of 10. How did you know "Ode to Joy" was Beethoven?
Composer is the first one to go to.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
very
trivia.
Smart.
Yeah,
I see.
Mean, you know, if it was, you know, Star Wars, I would be like, oh, it's John Williams.
Right. Anyway, Graham, great job. We are going to score you. The judges agree. We're going to give you 9.
Yes.
For that. That's your buddies. Come on. They can't give you too much of a hard time. Plus, how about this, Graham? $100 gift card to McKinnon Supermarkets. Okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah. They have wonderful meats and fixins and everything. They're awesome. They got a new location in Wilmington. Visit shopmckinnons.com.
Yeah, they have barbecue and
tremendous. All right. Hey, Graham, nice to meet you, okay?
Thank you.
Good job. Man.
Happy birthday.
Oh, man, he's bumming. Don't be sad. 9 out of 10. $100.
I know.
All right, Graham.
I know, but 9 out of 10, that's like...
So close.
I know.
You're right there.
You were right there, Graham.
You'll never forget. You'll never forget.
Julia Child. Yes.
Lived in Cambridge.
Yep.
Cambridge? Oh, good. Oh.
All right. So, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, she had to live somewhere. I don't know. Okay, Graham. We're going to let you go, buddy.
Hopefully we didn't ruin your day.
No. Hey, Graham, you know what? You're going to love this post we put up yesterday at WROR.com. It is Elton John's 11 misheard lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that'll be fun for you to check that out. Graham, have a great day, buddy. Nice playing with you.
Thank you.
You try again anytime down the road. Just sign up again at WROR.com. He's bummed out. He shouldn't be. 9 out of 10. You know what, though? Is it better to get 9 out of 10 and be bummed or just get blown out of the water and not get any? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Ask Graham.
Okay. All right, Graham.
Yeah.
Would you rather lose 9 out of 10 or?
Or 1 out of 10.
1 out of 10.
Yeah.
Probably 1 out of 10. That way I don't know anything.
Okay. Okay. All right, Graham. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Graham.
That way I know nothing. All right, sign up to play at WROR.com. Yeah, check out that list Brian and I put together. It's kind of fun. It's 11 misheard Elton John lyrics. And Tracy, you had fun chiming in on that too.
I did come up with
a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hoot, WROR.com. Don't forget, more tickets to give away before 9 o'clock to the stadium tour. That's Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Joan Jett, and Poison. Be here for the cue to call. All right, look at traffic at 8:10, Brian.
All right, this is brought to you by Ashbrook Furniture.
80s and more.
1057 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning court today. We spoke with Marissa, who, upset. She just got married, and she feels jilted by her best friend since third grade, who was supposed to be the maid of honor. That was until 2 days before the wedding. The maid of honor bailed, said she couldn't afford this whole thing, right? Didn't want to do it, and then ends up, looks like on her social media, with front row tickets to New Kids, their mixtape tour, and talk about her trip to Florida and all kinds of good stuff. So Marissa blocked her from social media, and maid of dishonor has tried to get in touch with her, but Marissa's not having it.
Yep.
Now, here's just something to consider. The if you missed it, Marissa's friend had some alcoholic issues. So Marissa had taken care of her over the years. You know, gave her a place to live and stay. And
right.
Help her get through that. But at the bachelorette party before the wedding, the maid of honor got trashed.
Yep.
Was embarrassing. And Marissa called her a
sloppy ass drunk, which is not nice.
Not nice before the wedding, a week before. You know what I mean?
But maybe
descriptive though.
Yeah,
she might have been. So anyway, is this friendship worth saving, or should we just let it go? We're going to start with you, Audrey. What do you say?
So I think though, Marissa's taking the standpoint of I can forgive her if she repays me the money. That's the part that gets me. I mean, if I'm going to forgive my friend, there isn't a monetary value to it.
Oh.
They've been friends since third grade.
You don't like right? the fact that she wants $1,000.
Like, right. They're okay. Kind of like sisters if they've been that close.
Right.
So air your grievances, talk about it, move on.
So it's worth another conversation. Right now, according to her original email, she's blocked her from her social media. She texted me, but I ignored her. That's what Marissa says. You think that's wrong?
Also, too, if a friend is going to drop me 2 days before so she can go on her own happy Florida vacation, I'm going to take that into account, too. This has been my friend since third grade. Yeah. I was in her wedding, and now she's not going to be there for me.
That's why Marissa's upset. So you're saying talk it out, and if you don't come to some agreement, then it's over. All right. Yeah, I mean, that's fair,
then I think
it's
time to get on. Yep.
You think that's fair, LBF?
I think that's fair. I do.
Otherwise, you're going to stew in that.
Right, exactly.
Right, Audrey?
I think the adult's about it. Right,
the adult.
Exactly.
Okay, well, listen, we could always use more adults around here. Thank
true
you,
enough.
Audrey. Have a great day, okay?
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Beth, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, what's your thoughts on Marissa's morning court today?
Walk away.
That's it. No talk, no conversation.
Well, no, I had that happen to me. My friend of 20 years quit talking to me, and I tried for 3 years to find out what was wrong. Never found out what was wrong.
Yeah, that's not right, though. And you should have found out what was wrong, right?
She should have told you.
Yeah, she just refused to talk to me for whatever I supposedly did. And I just, after 3 years of trying, decided, I don't need you in my life.
Okay.
You're going to be like that. I just want positive people in my life.
That's why you listen to this show right here. Right,
yes,
Beth?
It is. Yep.
Right? We are positive, positively nuts.
No, don't.
Yeah.
No, not positively, but yes. Thanks, Beth. Good advice. She needs
All right,
to hear
have
it.
A good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. What's your thoughts on Marissa's case today?
I think Marissa's actually in the right of it. I was in a similar situation where I was on the other end of it. Having the bride get upset or say, my maid of honor is being a bitch or whatever. And I just put it down to bride tension.
Bride tension.
You have to kind of know that, is it true? Do I think that I'm being a jerk right now or not? And if you know that you're not being a jerk, you put it down to that, you let it go and you move on. So at some point, the fact that she did what she did shows that she must know that at some level, she is a sloppy ass drunk.
Right.
Yeah. Well, certainly at the bachelorette party.
Yes.
Yeah.
And who isn't?
Marissa wasn't. So I like your common sense here. You just think that there's probably enough other reasons to think that it's not worth saving.
Right.
Is that what you're saying, Nancy?
Yeah, I don't know if it's not worth saving necessarily. I think at some point the person, her maid of honor might realize it, but I think that her friends need to understand that.
This is just not
acceptable. It's okay to wait around to see if she comes back and, you know, tries to climb back Trust Mountain. You know
right.
what I mean?
Exactly.
She fell down. Now let's see.
Get
if
on
she
your hiking down. Boots.
That's it.
Right. Right. Because you always want to be there for your friend and support them.
I like your logic.
But you have to kind of protect yourself.
Marissa. Well, listen, as far as we can tell, most people are on your side. They think that either if it's worth saving, your friend has to do it.
Right.
Because one thing I forgot in this whole morning court thing is, you know, her friend told her a month ago she couldn't even afford to do this. So Marissa fronted
all that money
for the dress, the hotel,
Friend seems problematic.
So she's out.
Maybe counseling.
Yeah. So that's that. Good luck, Marissa, but I'd let her come to you. Right?
Yeah.
Gonna work for you? Okay. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's 8:39. Still to come, tickets to see Motley Crue, Joan Jett, and Poison at Fenway August 5th. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets before 9 o'clock. Today is National Chili Dog Day. Yes, I love a good chili dog. What do you guys put on your chili dogs?
Chili.
Me too.
I like it to have some jalapenos in there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit of some liquid cheese.
Yes.
Like nacho cheese on
top.
I
like some onions and cheese on that.
Yeah.
When John Mellencamp wrote that song, Sucking on a Chili Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was 100 other words he could have used besides sucking on a chili dog. You could have been chomping on a chili dog. Noshing on a chili dog.
That's not the picture he wanted to paint.
Nope. He for some reason, was stuck on sucking on a chili dog. And someone released their version of a song using the same kind of motif.
Yes.
Check this out.
Sucking on a chili dog.
Yeah.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
Yeah.
Chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on.
Yeah, it slaps.
Sucking on.
Here we go.
Chili dog. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili.
It slaps.
Sucking on a dog.
Yeah.
Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on chili dog.
You know what would be fun if John Mellencamp.
About Jack and Diane.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Two American kids sucking on a chili.
Okay, fine. I would love to. Wouldn't it be great if John Mellencamp actually did that in concert?
That would be funny.
Here's my new song, Sucking on a Chili Dog. Anyway, be listening for that cue to call for tickets to see the stadium tour at Fenway next Friday night. Okay? You could hear that trigger anytime before 9. Final check of traffic, please, Brian Bell.
All right, this is brought to you by Ashley Home Store.
We have a winner.
ROR, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Deb.
Deb,
hi,
your
Deb.
Caller number 10.
No way. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah, way. Deb, where are you from?
I'm from Medway, Mass.
From Medway, Mass. You got a pair of tickets to see Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Fenway Park next Friday night.
Excellent.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
That's awesome.
Congrats.
Yeah. Who's your favorite out of all those?
Motley Crue.
Oh, that's good. Girls, girls, girls. Love Motley Crue.
You know it.
Deborah, what's the number one station to work with?
WROR.
Good job,
nice
Deb.
Job, Deb. Yeah.
You guys are, you make me laugh every morning, too.
Oh, that's really nice. That makes us happy. Well, then, you know, I'm going to ask you who you're going to take with you, Deb.
I'm thinking my sister.
Oh, girls, girls, girls. I love it. Just,
yes,
you know,
yes,
get the hair
so
up high.
Excited.
Right, Tracy?
Absolutely.
Get that hair as high as you can.
Hairspray.
Hairspray.
Upside down.
Yes.
I'm going to go out and get my
Aquanet, that's
Aquanet, right.
Aquanet,
right, right.
Get the big can, the big, big can.
I love it. All right, Deb, you hang on, okay?
Yes, definitely.
We just don't want to sit behind Deb if her hair is that high, but you know.
Or smoke.
Yeah. Whoa! Wow, pyrotechnics. Fenway, good job, Deb. All right, we have more tickets to give away to the stadium tour. That's what it is called. They're going to be at Fenway Friday, Saturday next week. Next chance to win, Julie Devereaux, an 80s rocker herself, will give you a chance to win at 10 o'clock, and then J-Bo again at 2 and 5 on your way home. Here we go again. Just giving away tickets, right?
Love it.
That's all we do. We have more to give away all day, again tomorrow. Okay. Oh, speaking of tickets, don't forget to buy your, is it Mega Millions? Or
Millions.
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
$1 billion. Yeah. Oh, boy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.